Hey, welcome back to the show. How would it feel if you were able to stop worrying about your relationship or whether or not the person that you like is going to text you back? And instead, you were fully in your power and you felt grounded and safe in your nervous system. And from that place, you become more magnetic as a result. And how would it feel to say no and set boundaries without guilt? What would you be able to do with all of that time and energy that you'd get back? How would it feel to have a regulated nervous system so that you didn't get swept out to sea and overthinking and worrying about worst-case scenarios? And what if you knew how to bring yourself down from a trigger, and instead of being reactive, you knew how to respond calmly and intentionally? That is just a small fraction of what you would learn when you join my new program, Secure. And if you've heard me speak of alchemy in the past, think of this as the latest and more upgraded version of that program. This program will show you how to have the kind of relationship that is deep, mature, passionate, and built on a sturdy foundation of ownership, communication, and realness. So whether you're dating or in a relationship, you'll learn vital attachment tools and strategies to work towards being secure. You'll also learn how to engage with other attachment styles of the people that you're in relationship with or dating. You'll learn to unlock your self-expression, your confidence, your authenticity. No more hiding or holding back who you are in the world or playing small. You're going to learn how to overcome self-doubt, go after what you really want, and be who you're meant to be. And through it all, you'll be guided through deep nervous system work to rewire old patterns, create lasting change, and step into your best life. And yes, this is a live group program, and it is a small group so that you're getting individualized and personalized support from me directly. I will know exactly what your relationship patterns are, what you need support with, and I will be providing you with unique integration tools so that you know what to work on. And if the thought of group work makes you feel a little uncomfortable, then consider that there might actually be a very helpful and healing edge in that for you. Part of unlocking self-confidence and self-expression is about learning to do this work in relationship, and that's what the group environment sets up. If you've never done anything like this, it can bring up feelings of uncertainty, and that's normal. But if there's a part of your being that feels like this might be the right program for you, then send me a message on Instagram or email that says, "Learn more about Secure." And we'll have a conversation, and I'm happy to hear you out for all of your thoughts, your questions, and your needs. And if you do join, you'll receive a major discount because you came from the podcast. So it's really important to send me that phrase, which says, again, "Learn more about Secure," on Instagram or on email. I look forward to speaking with some of you about Secure, and now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Creating Conscious Relationships podcast with your host, Janelle Annette. On this podcast, you're going to be receiving my best teachings, tools, and practices so that you can create a conscious relationship from the inside out. So no matter your relationship status, you're going to find everything you need here to help your relationships thrive, including the one with yourself. Hello, and welcome back to the show, Creating Conscious Relationships. Today, I want to dive into somatic work, my favorite. And for a little context, I've been studying somatics for probably about 4 years and have done a few trainings in this modality through other teachings. But everything is originated, or most of it's originated, I should say, from Peter Levine. And so I'm currently partway through a 3-year training program to be trained in his specific methods, somatic experiencing. And so with that, I have been going many layers deeper than I had and understanding these things from a more complex lens. And it's been so eye-opening and I really love it. And so I want to share some insights from what I've been learning. And I'm also going to talk about a time in my life where I experienced something very activating and recognizing how it's been actually influencing me on a deeper level than I would have imagined. So I was in one of my training weekends recently, and we were talking about something called coupling dynamics. And coupling dynamics are when you have created this kind of association to some kind of traumatic incident, and you unconsciously will recognize that association and go into a trauma response. It could be very simple, like you see something and you might not even remember, but it reminds you of a time where something traumatic happened, and all of a sudden you're more agitated, or maybe you're really quiet, like all these different expressions, right? So you've coupled something, whether it's a behavioral response or an emotion or a lot of sensations in your body, fight responses, flight responses, right, freeze, with that thing, right? And so this is happening, and it's usually very unconscious. It's more conscious if, like, let's say, for example, somebody's getting a flashback. You know, they see something, it reminds them of that thing, and they see that image from the traumatic event playing in front of them because they were reminded of it. So that's more conscious, that's more clear. But a lot of these times, these things are happening kind of unconsciously. And so lately, I'll get into how this applies to me in a moment, but lately I've been noticing that when I'm running at the gym, I have a lot of resistance to running. I have a hard time. And I've often said it just makes me feel like I'm really anxious. And I was speaking to my partner recently, and I was like, you know, I'm realizing that when I'm running, it's making my heart beat quicker, which to me feels like an association with anxiety. And so I think my body thinks that, or like creates that sense of anxiety because my heart is beating so quick. But what I didn't really pay attention to was that, you know, when I'm working out and doing other things that get my heart beating really fast, I don't feel that. And so what happened is I was in this training weekend, we were talking about this and this coupling dynamic, and she was giving an example of somebody running. And she said, you know, if somebody's running and that evokes a memory unconsciously in the body, right? A nervous system memory of some kind of danger, of running from danger, it has that potential to create a lot of activation and anxiety in the body. And you might not know why. And it was like, boom, light bulb moment. And something that's been interesting is as I've been doing this training, I've been reflecting on the moments in my life where there was high levels of activation. So traumatic incidents or car accidents where, you know, I was in an adrenaline response. And I've always looked back on those times and been like, it's really like weird and almost, it's like you're not fully here. And I'm not explaining this very well, but like you just so many weird physiological things are happening in these moments of heightened adrenaline. And so I'll share a story from my life, and I will just, you know, try to give a little trigger warning here. It's activating. You might feel kind of activated as you hear it. So I will start off by saying I was okay in the end. I made it out. Nothing bad happened. Obviously the event was not good, but I was okay. So the reason that I share this story is because I find it very fascinating how these things live on, even though this happened when I was like, I think I was 11. This has been a very long time, and I don't think about this memory, right? But I've connected the dots that this is why when I run at the gym, I feel very, very anxious and scared in my body. So the story is that when I was 11, it was my friend's birthday, and it was going to be her birthday at midnight. And so I was like planning this little plan where we were going to sneak out and we were going to go get some 5-cent candies. And that was going to be like fun surprise birthday activity. And so I think stayed up, or I woke her up and I was like, hey, like we're going to sneak out. We're going to get you some candy for your birthday. Very elaborate plan. I know, it's very 11-year-old idea. And so we sneak out, and I lived in a pretty quiet suburb, and we go to the store and we get some 5-cent candies, and we're walking back. And from as far as I can see, I see two headlights, and I'm like, something happened in my body. It was very surreal. And there had been cars coming every now and again, so it wasn't like I hadn't seen a car yet. But I see this car and these two headlights, just the headlights, because it's so far away. And something in my body was like, we got to get the fuck out of here. And the car's coming. And I said to my friend, I said, we got to go. We have to run. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was grabbing her arm and trying to pull her, like something wild and animalistic and intuitive happened for me that I will never forget. And so I'm pulling her and trying to get her to run. And this car goes by and there's two men in it and they're looking at us and I'm running with her and she's like kind of resisting and it all is happening very fast. And I turn over my shoulder and the car has stopped and one of the men gets out. And so at this point, I'm yelling at my friend, we have to go. And we cut through a park. And I'll never forget going down this hill and up. It's like this little dip, but it probably takes 30 seconds to walk, maybe less. And I remember looking down and turning. And he's at the start of the little dip up. It goes down and up. And he's at the start. And we're just getting up off of it. It's like a 30-second walk. So you can imagine when they're full on sprinting. And I'm 11. And I'm sprinting, but I'm small. So I have my friend and we are running and I just remember this like odd sense of peace because there was like nothing in my mind that was happening. There was a pure animalistic thing that took over and I remember the vision to my right and my left was blurred and I had tunnel vision and I was running and I had no thought, just continue going. And I'm sure there was levels of my body that were feeling immense fear, but my mind had figured out that I can't go into that because I have a mission. I have to get out. And I ran so fast, probably faster than I've ever ran in my entire life with her. And we got through the park and we got onto my street and we got closer to my house and we turned around. We didn't see him, but I just remember she was like, okay, I think it's okay. And I was like, no, we just have to keep running. Like we can't risk it. And then we get inside and lock all the doors. And my brother was awake at the time playing video games and he just like schluffed it off. I was way too worked up and overwhelmed to call the police. I was 11. I didn't really understand. And I didn't want to get in trouble for sneaking out. And so we just sat there in the living room and I remember my whole body was like shaking. And a little bit later, I started feeling this intense pain in my foot. And I had this, these like, probably if you're, depends on how old you are, but you might remember those old clunky like DC runner shoes. And I had one, but the tab in the back, the plastic had started emerging out and it was like cutting into my heel. And I think because I ran so hard, it was like pushing into my foot and into my heel. My ankle was bleeding. I didn't feel any of it for like, I don't know, from my memory, it was like 15 minutes. And it was such a surreal experience from like the beginning to the end. And so as I've been doing this training, this memory has been popping up. And I had honestly kind of forgot about it. Not forgot about it. If something would come up, maybe I had this story to tell. Or I actually ran into this friend. She moved away after I hadn't seen her in, I don't even know, 10, 15 years or something. And we ran into each other at a music festival. And I remember we just looked at each other and we were like, hey. And we said hi and hugged, talked a little bit. And she looked at me and she's like, do you remember that night? And I was like, yeah. She's like, that was, I don't know what happened. I was like, I don't know either, but we made it. And she was like, yeah. And so even though I'm not consciously thinking of this often, as I take more time to learn about the nervous system, as I go into my body, this memory starts emerging. And when she was talking again about this like connection to the running and that response, it just dropped in and landed for me. And I actually felt like I needed to cry when I was listening to this lecture. And there's a few things that for, you know, now kind of zooming out of the story and looking at these things through the lens of somatic experiencing, there's a few things that need to happen to effectively process and let go of these stuck patterns in our body, right? Because from a nervous system perspective, that meant that there's a side of life that's not safe, right? And so there's all kinds of things that I could link to that experience. Men aren't safe, right? Running, when I'm running, that means I'm in danger. And when I get home, you know, there was no like safe person to go to, no adult, no one to intervene to let me know like, hey, you're good. You know, I was terrified. I locked all the doors, couldn't sleep for a long time, was always scared that somebody was coming. I still have dreams, a lot of dreams about being chased. And so I'm just so fascinated by this work. And Maybe we all need to take a deep breath. That was kind of an intense story. Whew. Yeah. And so back to what I was saying is like, there's the realization that I've maybe coupled these certain experiences with danger and the need to protect myself. And I'm sure you could analyze lots of other things from that, like running away is symbolic and da-da-da, there's all these things. But the other element is like, I didn't get to also process the grief. I didn't get to process the fear because I was in a survival response and my body basically detached from that, because if I were to sit and feel my fear and feel my grief, I'm not going to be able to run as hard, right? And so in the somatic experiencing lens, it would mean that moving through, letting that go from my body, which I want to do, right? We want to move on from these things. We want to not have these things show up and make us feel unsafe in the world. So in order to move through that, I would need to do somatic work around the activation that comes when I'm running and learn to help my body realize, hey, I'm actually safe in this moment. No one's chasing me, like I'm good. And actually work through kind of titrating that fear response by going in and out of it, into it. Okay, I'm noticing that as I'm running, I'm feeling this anxiousness in my chest and it feels like it's closing in. Okay, now I'm going to come over here and I'm going to look around the room and really help my brain register, it's not back then, it's now. And, you know, I'm also maybe going to think of a resource for me, like a person in my life that feels like the opposite of that, who feels like just safety and connection. So I'm going to then imagine, oh, what would it be like to be with this person right now? Oh, that's good. Okay. I'm going to sit in that for a little bit. And then like, okay, let's come back. How's that feeling in the chest? And then, you know, as we do this enough, it's like, oh, it's actually a little lighter, and it gets lighter and lighter. And that might not happen in one session or one, you know, attempt. It's a practice on an ongoing basis, but it's really fascinating how much we can work with these things and how much our bodies are always telling us what's going on. How much information is there for us in our somatic experience? And it's like, I'm talking about all these fear response and this scary thing. But as I was in this training, I had like a really deep sense of my intuition. And this is this other piece of like, what I believe anyway, this isn't necessarily part of the curriculum for the somatic experiencing, but what I believe is that our bodies are these kind of like antennas. And something that I've often experienced in my life is when I feel a really deep sense of resonance with something somebody says, or I say something and I realize like, yes, this is right. This is my intuitive hit. I get chills up and down my body and it's very visceral. And so I've noticed that the less connected I am to my body, the less I'm feeling that. And so even though I was in this weekend where I was processing some pretty heavy things, I also then was reconnected to the intuitive hits and nudges and feelings in my body. And I ultimately just felt more connected to myself, right? Which is a product of being present, because trauma is a loss of the relationship with the present moment. It's like, I'm still living in that past moment because I got to keep protecting myself from that, because part of me doesn't think that that's over, right? And so when we're healing these things, it really is about coming into the present moment and being able to access that through a variety of methodologies and tools and practices. But so that's the gift in it, right? And there's probably so much I could say. There's a lot of things I could like nerd out here with you. And I'm sure I'll do more episodes about this because it's really blowing my mind. But if there's anything that, you know, you take away from this, I hope it's just that there's such an importance in listening. And if you're experiencing something and you think something's wrong with you, maybe nothing's actually wrong with you, and you are responding to something from the past unconsciously. Like, that's the other piece of this. It's like, there's so much compassion available when we learn more about how our bodies and our unconscious mind and our nervous system store things. And there's so much innocence we can reconnect to in ourselves. Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I was just holding on to this thing or remembering that on an unconscious level. And so that doesn't mean we stay stuck, but that does mean we access compassion and curiosity in order to move through these things and then be liberated going forward. And that's what I can hope for you and for me and for everyone. It's like, can we just have more compassion and curiosity as to why we might feel looped into certain things or stuck on certain things or unable to move forward in certain ways, and keep letting that compassion and that curiosity guide you so much so that you can move through it. Because if we approach life from a sense of shame, there's something wrong with me, why am I like this? There's no forward movement. There is just a furthering. This is who I am. I'm just like this, right? Versus there's something that happened that's influencing this. And I don't even necessarily need to know what happened. You don't even necessarily need to like go back into the childhood and connect all the dots. You know, I share that story as an example, but all you know is there's a very valid thing happening in your body that's preventing you from like doing the thing, saying what's on your mind, starting a hard conversation, starting the business, like all these things, right? And so if we can just recognize that there's something going on in here that's actually contributing to that, we can drop the judgment of ourselves and just move forward with like, cool, let's work on this part of me. Let's help me find safety and be engaged in the present moment so that I can move forward and do all these things that I want to do in my life. And that's it. It just gets to be a practice. And it's never simple or overnight or easy, but it is all possible. And that's another thing we have to believe, right? And so if we realize I am not just like this for no reason. I have these experiences that have shaped me in these different ways, whether that happened a long time ago or recently, it doesn't matter. But I can validate that there's something going on in my body that's attributing to this, and it's not who I am. And I don't have to stay with it. I don't have to be stuck in that. So I have so much to say about somatic experiencing, and I am loving going way deeper into this work with clients. And yeah, if you're curious about it, like send me a message. You know, I want to have conversations with you. I want to, you know, chat to my listeners and get to know you all and learn like, yeah, what's your take on all of these things? Or have you experienced things like what I've experienced? Or, you know, have you heard of somatic work? Are you interested? And yeah, anything to really spread the good word, you know, because I'm feeling really hopeful and passionate and inspired by this work and the endless levels of healing and expansion ultimately that are available to us when we learn to go within and work with our nervous systems. So that's it. That's all I had to say and share. Please take a moment to like tune in, notice your body, because I just, again, that story might have brought something up for you, or who knows. So just listen to what's going on in there. And if you're curious about, you know, going deeper into this work and you want some support navigating some of these things, I do have some one-to-one spots available. You will see a link below with the one-to-one. It'll say application and waitlist. So you'll either see an application, meaning, hey, seats are open, or you'll see a waitlist. And if you join the waitlist, you'll just get to know first when a new seat opens up. So if you are curious about doing that, going deeper into this work, you can sign up there. And send me any of your questions, your reflections. I really love to hear it. My email is just hello@janellanette.com. And you can find that email in the show notes below. So that's it for today's episode. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you access deep levels of peace and love and play and fun in your day today, or whatever it is that you need. And we'll see you on the next episode of Creating Conscious Relationships. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, make sure to leave a rating and a review, share with your friends, share with your family, just share it, share the love, and we'll see you on the next episode.